We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, courageous viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907, and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3771 MHz, polarization vertical, sample rate 13333, FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Squatter Selink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkul Province, channel 8 on Darkan Broadcasting System. In Ta, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotul on channel 21 through the cable provider's Gun Norin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a British scientist urges quick action to repair Caribbean coral reefs. In medical news, Swedish researchers make a discovery which may assist in the treatment of tuberculosis. Please tune in for our Shining World Leadership segment featuring the African Conservation Foundation. Its mission is to protect endangered wildlife and its habitats. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 20, is the Independence Day of Colombia, observing the declaration of its self-rule in 1810. Situated between Panama and Venezuela in northern South America, Colombia is known for her emeralds. The country also contains one of the globe's most diverse population of birds. Los Cotillos National Park in northwestern Colombia is home to over 450 bird species, as well as many indigenous plants and animals. The Malpelo Fauna and Flora Sanctuary is the biggest no-fishing zone in the eastern tropical Pacific. Both of these locations are the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. May the welcoming people of Colombia have a splendid Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Heavy rains flood Pakistan. The first rains of the season, while initially welcomed, became overwhelming as they turned into the worst downpours in 30 years. At least 26 people have lost their lives and over 150 were injured in the city of Karachi and surrounding regions, with women and children being most affected. The local electric company has declared a red alert because of dangerous conditions posed by the downed power lines and is calling in off-duty personnel to speed repairs. Officials are also working to drain rainwater from the roads. With much sorrow and her loving prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $15,000 in emergency assistance for our association's relief team if they could go, or to the Red Cross. This amount could purchase approximately $271,000 in goods in the United States, based on Pakistan's cost of living. We thank the electric company and other personnel for your quick efforts to restore safety and normalcy to the region. Our sincere gratefulness also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate support, which will surely bring comfort to many. Our sympathies for those who have suffered loss as we pray for the soon abatement of the storm and recovery of residents' productive daily lives. May calamities such as these subside as we strive for greater kindness toward all Earth's inhabitants.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Another mutation of swine flu imminent as humans pass the virus to pigs. The Argentine government has issued an emergency health alert after pig herds on two separate farms were found to have the new variant of swine flu that has become a pandemic in humans. Although this version of the virus has caused only mild symptoms in pigs, it poses the threat of mutating and being passed back onto humans in an even more deadly form. Pigs are known to be effective virus carriers for humans, other pigs, and birds, which can then be passed back to humans.
This was shown to be the case in the 1918 pandemic, which took the lives of 100 million people.
Currently, even with countries such as Canada no longer keeping a record due to the innumerable people who have been afflicted, the global toll for the AH1N1 pandemic continues to rise, with 779 fatalities that have occurred among the 137,232 officially reported cases across 137 countries. A first fatality in the Southeast Asia region was also just reported in Singapore. Argentina, with at least 137 lives lost, now has the highest number of fatalities after the United States, whose count was 263 as of last Friday. In addition, Saudi Arabia has seen more than 30 cases within a 24-hour period, for a total of 285 confirmed. Experts in the U.S. are saying that more than 1 million in the nation are likely infected at this time, with another rise expected when school starts again. As reported by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, expectant mothers have also been seen to be especially vulnerable. Even though they make up just 1% of the U.S. population, they represent 8% of patients with severe swine flu cases.
Our thoughts and prayers continue to be with those mourning the loss of a loved one, as well as all who are suffering from the most costly pandemic. We look forward to the day when the health-encouraging plant-based diet makes these unnatural pig herds and their resultant meat consumption a thing of the past, for the safety and vitality of all humanity.
UK launches Listeria campaign. Studies conducted by food standard agencies in both Ireland and the United Kingdom of people over the age of 60 found that more than half surveyed said they either did not consider date labeling an important indicator of safety or that they consumed perishable foods past their use-by date. The Food Safety Agency in the UK has thus begun a campaign to raise awareness about the dangers of the potentially deadly foodborne bacteria Listeria. The number of fatalities caused by the pathogen, which is most commonly found as a contaminant in dairy and meat products, almost doubled in Britain between the years 2000 and 2007. The UK agency will especially focus efforts on the elderly, who along with expectant mothers and unborn babies are most likely to suffer serious health consequences from listeriosis. Our sincere thanks, Ireland and UK food safety officials, for your efforts to safeguard public well-being through notification of this harmful substance in animal-based foods. May all of us switch to the nutritious vegan lifestyle for optimal health.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Prepaid credit cards can help families save during travels. A study by the price comparison website MoneySupermarket.com has found that holiday trips can not only be enjoyed within budget, but also can bring additional savings through the use of prepaid credit cards. The report showed that vacationers from the UK could save almost $33 US, or £20, for every $500 US spent. Head of travel money at moneysupermarket.com, Peter Harrison, said, "By taking the time to shop around before you go and deciding which prepaid card suits your needs best, you can save a bundle on your holiday spending money." Sounds like a wonderful plan. Our thanks, Mr. Harrison and moneymarket.com, for your thoughtful suggestions. May all holiday-making families be graced with warm memories of time spent in travels together.
Pan-African Cultural Festival held in Algeria. This year, over 8,000 artists and writers from 51 countries participated in a renewed celebration, the second in 40 years, of African culture and beauty. Algerian singer-songwriter Amazigh Kateb returned to Algiers from France, singing for peace through music that blended several genres. During the Writers' Symposium of the festival, Algerian writer Rachid Boujedra received a literary award, as did Tanela Boni of Côte d'Ivoire and Senegal's Nafissatou Diadiouf. A hearty congratulations, all vibrant celebrants of this year's festival. May it continue to be a success in sharing Africa's rich cultural diversity with appreciative attendees from across the globe.
Pet Airways focuses on four-legged guests. The newest U.S. airline to take to the skies is now flying animal companions between the five major cities of New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Denver, and Los Angeles. Although the fare is about the same as that charged by other airlines for flying furry friends, Pet Airways raises the standard of care for four-legged travelers. Dogs and cats fly in the main cabin in one of five aircraft that have been specially equipped with carriers in place of seats. The animals are given pre-boarding walks and attendants check on them every 15 minutes during flight. Pet Airways is the inspiration of entrepreneurs Alisa Binder and Dan Weasel, who had the idea after traveling by plane with their Jack Russell Terrier, Zoe. What a thoughtful travel concept! Bravo, Miss Binder, Mr. Weasel, and all at Pet Airways, with our best wishes for many happy animal companion flights.
Save Our Planet, Philippine television channel to feature veg solution to climate change. On May 25th, Santiago Mayor Almelita S. Navarro and the City Council passed the new vegetarian resolution to promote vegetarianism in Santiago, a measure inspired primarily by Supreme Master Qinghai's message to save the planet. Mayor Navarro invited our association members on behalf of Supreme Master Qinghai to provide more information to the city's officials and citizens about the benefits of the plant-based diet.
Moreover, the Auxiliary Philippine Medical Association, or AMPA, and Mayor Navarro awarded Supreme Master Qinghai a trophy of appreciation with an inscribed plaque for her work in saving our beloved Earth through vegetarianism.
These events prompted the Philippines' major television channel, Channel 4 TV of National Broadcasting Network, or NBN, to decide on producing a show for its popular social issue series, Neighbors. The show would feature Supreme Master Qinghai, the association she inspired, and current efforts to halt global warming through the organic vegan diet. Our association members in Formosa, or Taiwan, invited NBN's famous television host, Mr. Thelmo Luis Buddy Cunanan, along with six other VIPs to visit Formosa for 5 days of filming. Upon their arrival, the NBN representatives toured the Taipei and Shihu centers, as well as two Loving Hut restaurants where affordable vegan lunchboxes are very popular.
Okay, we're going to try the vegan sushi. Okay, it looks like sushi, huh? But it's not fish, huh?
No!
It's not a fish. Okay, here we go.
How does it taste?
Better than sushi.
Yeah!
Better than sushi.
You know, I was very surprised, and I now look forward to eating more vegetarian meals, and I've learned so much about the cruelty that's inflicted.
I realize now that you don't have to be afraid of going vegetarian because they can prepare the food the way you like it.
The NBN crew members also observed our association's charity work at a homeless shelter in Linco, as well as SOS seminar in Chiayi.
Maybe if we could introduce and make a show through your help, we could be veggie in the Philippines.
We media practitioners should be at the forefront of this to promote, good values, to promote healthy living, and protection of the environment.
Television host Mr. Thelmo Buddy Kunanan also wished to convey a message to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose inspiration and exemplary leadership are at the source of our association's works.
Supreme Master Qinghai, I would just like to say that on behalf of NBN Channel 4 and all my friends and my crew, we're very impressed with what you're doing. Keep it up. It's such a good job you're doing.
Many thanks, Mr. Kunanan, and all the visiting members of NBN Channel 4 TV for your earnest efforts to inform viewers of the important earth-saving vegan lifestyle. We join in true appreciation for the guidance of Supreme Master Qinghai towards such constructive changes in our world. May all endeavors by media worldwide to expand the veg trend be met with great success.
I'm Buddy Kunanan from NBN Channel 4 TV in the Philippines, calling all of you to be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai has been invited by many media groups to share her insights on climate change and veganism. In August 2008, during an interview with one of Ireland's leading radio stations, East Coast FM Radio, she highlighted media's important role in saving the planet.
I think the media, like yours, play an important role in raising public awareness about this urgent planetary situation. And some other media agency have also begun to make related info available to the public at large. I just hope that there are more announcements concerning climate changes and the solution be made to the whole public. The best solution for our urgent situation right now is a vegetarian diet, and it should be openly endorsed and even made into law, if possible, to protect people, animals, and our planet, the only one that we have. If everyone who knows the planet urgency and the benefit, the miracle benefit of a vegetarian solution to save the earth, if all of them would extend their help by being an example and spread out the news, then it will be quicker and more hopeful.
Save our planet. Bangladesh's rivers turn to health hazards. Research from the Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology has found that drought and pollution have caused the four major rivers surrounding the capital city of Dhaka to be too oxygen-deprived to support life.
Moreover, skin diseases affect most of the boatmen on the Buriganja River, whose pollution has been noted to arise mainly from the industrial discharge of leather tanneries. Approximately 40,000 metric tons of poisonous sludge from the tanneries are dumped daily, including harmful chemical contaminants such as hydrogen sulfide, ammonia, chlorine, and chromium, and pollutants have been measured at 17 times more than acceptable limits.
We thank the scientists at Bangladesh University for this important study, even as it saddens us to know of the dire conditions facing Dhaka's human and aquatic life. Let us step together toward wholesome and sustainable lifestyles so that our precious natural resources may be restored.
Concerned for the plight of the Earth's inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke of the unwanted consequences of mistreating our rivers and oceans during the July 2008 Heart Touch Tour video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan.
We have dumped so much chemicals and poisonous stuff into river and oceans. Our enduring, giving rivers and oceans have to take in daily so much, and they poison the marine life. And then we sit down, watch some headlines on TV or newspapers about repeated numbers of sea creatures who die, vanish, or washed up on the shore, and we just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. So I suggest that stricter rules must be imposed to protect the sea, the water, which is our life, which is also our protectors in terms of balancing our ecosystem and sustain our planetary equilibrium and sustain our lives.
Save our planet. Mr. Raymond Auerbach, director of South Africa-based Raymond Landcare Foundation, affirms the sustainability of organic produced farming methods, saying that they can provide ample food security for the entire continent, with crop yields that can nearly triple conventional methods along with significant water and energy savings.
Save our planet. Jetstream Wind, Inc. in New Mexico, USA is developing a clean, zero-emissions hydrogen power plant that separates water into hydrogen and oxygen from sustainable energy sources, then generates electricity from the hydrogen, with the oxygen being stored for use in medical or other fields.
Save our planet. The Shanti Mohili Committee, a women's peace group in Bangladesh, brings together wives and mothers who are at the forefront of caring for their families as well as being community leaders in addressing the effects of climate change.
Save our planet. Municipal water treatment agencies along Indiana, USA's Blue River are now treating water with UV light instead of chlorine, resulting in a clean, clear resource that is healthier for humans and wildlife alike.
Plant-based diet.
We're here with a tip of the day from a beloved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
If you're not feeling tip-top someday and your normal tongue scraper doesn't remove all the white residue from your tongue,
you can sprinkle some fine salt on a wet towel corner, tissue, or toothbrush, then rub it on your tongue till it's all clear. It helps also to ease throat irritation from allergies, colds, etc.
Have a good day after. And in conversation, you can confidently show your tongue. Just kidding.
Thank you, lovely Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your helpful tip.
Good viewers, our thanks for your attention. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In world news, scientists warn of the alarming condition of coral reefs. Researchers from United Kingdom's University of East Anglia and Canada's Simon Fraser University analyzed 500 surveys of 200 coral reefs. These studies were conducted between 1969 and 2008. The data show that the effects of climate change have been a significant factor in the deterioration of the most complex types of reefs across the Caribbean. The loss of coral reefs can precipitate a decline in biodiversity and a reduction of the Caribbean's natural coastal defenses. Lead researcher Dr. Lorenzo Alvarez Phillip of the University of East Anglia said, "In future, we'll need to change our behavior and reduce the stress on the reefs." Our gratitude, Dr. Lorenzo Alvarez Phillip and fellow scientists from the University of East Anglia and Simon Fraser University for your important study. We pray that action will be taken immediately so that the incredible and life-sustaining coral reefs once again flourish.
In medical news, Swedish researchers make a significant finding in the search to treat tuberculosis. Professor Leif Kirseboom and colleagues of the Department of Cell and Molecular Biology at Uppsala University, Sweden, have determined that spores are formed by the type of microorganism that causes tuberculosis in humans. Before it was assumed that this was not possible, Professor Kirseboom stated, "This opens a completely new chapter in mycobacteriology. Now we can perhaps understand how mycobacteria hibernate and cause latent infections. Our sincere thanks, Professor Leif Kirseboom and colleagues, for your fantastic discovery. May humanity very soon enter an era of vibrant health and happiness." Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Today's segment features an African organization that is dedicated to safeguarding the intelligent gorillas. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More munificent news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, carrying news for a graceful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, featuring the African Conservation Foundation, which supports a variety of environmental groups to work together.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The African Conservation Foundation, or ACF, established in 1999, is dedicated to safeguarding Africa's endangered wildlife and its habitat. A non-governmental organization, or NGO, it is based in Cameroon, Tanzania, and Kenya, and registered as a charity in the United Kingdom. The ACF encourages and connects conservation endeavors, groups, and NGOs so that they can work well on their own or together. The basic goal of the organization is to bring about a harmony between people's needs and the preservation of biodiversity.
One of the most important projects of the ACF is to ensure the protection of the rare Cross River gorilla. At present, only 250 to 300 of them remain in the wild. A program underway is focused on the Libelium Highlands and Moni Gorilla Range, which is the main territory of the apes. The exact location of the gorilla population will be researched. In addition, the people in the region will be supported to find suitable ways to earn their livelihood. The local community is being involved and trained in ways of taking care of the animals. Ecotourism is being established, and improving the laws regarding the rights of the beautiful apes is also being advocated. 2009 has been declared the Year of the Gorilla by partnership between United Nations groups and the World Association of Zoos and Aquariums. In support, the ACF has joined with the Environment and Rural Development Foundation, especially focused on sharing information about the critical situation of the Cross River gorilla.
In 2006, the African Conservation Network, a program of the ACF and its partners throughout Africa, was the recipient of the prestigious Stockholm Challenge Award in the Environment category. Our appreciation, African Conservation Foundation, for your valiant efforts on behalf of the ecology and the vulnerable animals of magnificent Africa. May God bless you with much success as humanity extends a loving heart and helping hand to our precious co-inhabitants.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Farewell Party.
The supervisor of a company is retiring, so he made a farewell party and invited all the staff under him to come. He gave everybody a piece of paper to write down their feeling about how they would miss him and so on and so forth. A lot of people write something like, "Without you, the company will never be the same. you will be sorely missed, we will never forget you, etc. The supervisor is not really too happy about it. He said, well, you know what, you have to write something from the heart, something touching, something that's really make me feel that you really loved me during the time that we've been together, no? He asked one of the staff, okay, Johnny, you have been working with me for the last 20 years. You are my best and favorite staff. I'm retiring, so what do you say about this event? Johnny wrote down on his piece of paper, this is the best news that I heard in 20 years.
And now for our viewers' heartlines. We received comments from viewers who watched Snap Tamkar, Sacred Sikh Chants for Peace on Enlightening Entertainment that was uploaded on suprememastertv.com/EE.
Thank you, Snap Tamkar, for being a wonderful beacon of light. Maurice from Singapore.
This is awesome. Richard from the Netherlands.
Uplifting and exhilarating, it's truly divine music. Thanks for uploading. Joyful Spirit from United Kingdom.
Spiritual viewers, Snatam Kaur's music is indeed amazing. May peace be upheld on earth and love blossom between all beings with heaven's light.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with happiness and wisdom. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Commission has allocated nearly 12 million euros in assistance to Romania to restore essential infrastructure and improve the lives of more than 1.6 million people affected by July 2008 flooding.
Renowned yoga teacher Swami Devmurti visits Bulgaria for the first time in 40 years, where he expresses his delight in people's continued interest in yoga and encourages health through vegetarianism.
Zach Sunderland, a 17-year-old from California, USA, became one of the youngest people to sail solo around the world on his 36-foot boat Intrepid, which carried him 51,860 kilometers in just over a year.
In Baghdad, Iraq, hundreds of thousands of Shiite pilgrims enjoy a peaceful pilgrimage that they make for the first time since 2003 to the shrine of 8th century Imam Musa al-Qadim.
Japanese toy maker Takara Tomy launches a talking version of the Bowlingual, this one with the capability of analyzing the emotions conveyed in dog barks and translating them into human language.
U.S. researchers find from studying satellite images of the Indian Ocean tsunami waves can be spotted as they unfold, an ability they hope to develop as part of an early warning system.
A group of 150 bakers in Palestine's West Bank city of Nablus create a 74-meter-long sweet pastry called kunafa, for which they are seeking a Guinness World Record as well as sending a message of peace.
Young at Heart, a U.S. group of singers aged 73 to 89 uses many modern songs to rock the United Kingdom on their most recent tour.
Vegetarian French actress and animal rights campaigner Brigitte Bardot asks French First Lady Carla Bruni Sarkozy for her help in implementing a nationwide ban on bullfighting.
His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia sends 2 aircrafts filled with food and relief aid to assist those affected by the recent hurricane in southern Bangladesh.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.